shop. Click Drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show Savings. Find your tag. Find your savings on Apple Chevy's entire inventory of new Chevys, including Cruises, Malibus, and Equinox. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at NUSports.com. We start in hockey, and the Blackhawks, they're looking for their fourth win in a row, but they are winless this year in four games against the Jets, and tonight they do play in Winnipeg. Corey Crawford will start in net. Marian Hossa was not at the morning skate, but will play tonight. They do drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. In the NBA, the Bulls continue their six-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practiced. He is hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. That tip-off is at 9:30. In golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Jordan Spieth leads at 7-under, and Derek Fathauer is one back at 6-under. Tiger Woods announced today he was pulling out of the next two tournaments he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball, anonymous sources have said that Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria is a bad guy. No, that he has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6 billion. NFL, the Atlanta Falcons have promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place, February 11th through the 20th. 1 million square feet of brand new vehicles. Download the Chicago Auto Show app for the chance to win a two-year lease on an all-new Buick Envision or GMC Acadia. Both excellent cars. Find out more at chicagoautoshow.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
You know, we expect to play for a long time again this year, and we want to plan accordingly. And so, you know, we've got a tough road ahead like everyone does, but we do have to plan for playing that seventh month, and it does require some lengthy discussions and some creativity on the front end.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Time to talk a little bit of baseball at 4:02 on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. He is on Twitter at Ben Reiter, not with a W, just R-E-I-T-E-R. He is a writer for Sports Illustrated. He has never heard that joke before, and he joins us to talk first about a fascinating piece that he did about Thor, Noah Syndergaard himself. I had no idea there was such a transformation, Ben. That had to be an interesting thing to learn about and write.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm just writing down that writer joke.
Yeah, that's a great bit. I worked on that. Yeah.
This started during the World Series 2 Octobers ago when somebody pointed me to this high school yearbook photo. There was allegedly Noah Syndergaard, though it's hard to believe because this thing looks nothing like him. He's kind of chubby guy with glasses, bad haircut, doesn't look like an athlete at all. Certainly a far cry from a guy today with, the hair, the muscle, the nickname literally in honor of a god. So I kind of tweeted this thing. It blew up a little bit on Twitter. I'm not kind of tooting my own horn too much there. But I figured, look, we all went through awkward stages, or at least most of us did. But most of us don't emerge from them to become the hardest throwing starting pitcher in the history of baseball. So I figured there had to be more of a story there. I went to Noah this offseason and pitched it. And to his credit, he was incredibly open about the picture didn't lie. Like, that really was a very difficult, lonely time of his life. He was picked on by people. He played football and just got his butt kicked. He was not a happy guy then. 10 years later is a very different story, but he still has that kid inside of him underneath all the armor. It's a really interesting psychological profile of a guy who's really become one of the leading aces and stars as well in baseball.
All right, so how did that childhood shape him? How did it form him? Is he a chip on the shoulder guy? Is he a guy who is happy to be accepted right now? Like, what fuels him from his childhood?
I wouldn't say he has so much a chip on his shoulder. I think what it really does is give him more of an appreciation for what he is now than maybe a lot of guys. You look at a lot of athletes, nobody said no to them in their entire life since they were like 10 years old, right? They can be maladjusted, maybe don't appreciate where they are now as far as, not just the money, but the fame and the adoration. I think that Noah Syndergaard appreciates every bit of what he has now. He's more excited about it than even Mets fans, right? And I think that is, a breath of fresh air, really. It makes him relatable that he went through a tough time just like so many other people. And now he's so happy and gracious about where he is. I think it also kind of gives him an outsider's perspective. He loves comedy. He goes to comedy clubs in New York all the time, which, is something that a lot of outsiders are drawn to. So despite his kind of conventional looks and skills and all that, especially on social media, things like that, he's got a real droll view of the world. That sets him apart as well.
Well, also, he's part of this unofficial, kind of half-silly, make-baseball-fun-again movement. There was the yes. Bryce Harper hat, and I think it's terrific. I think it's sort of this pushback against the old-school baseball police. And there's no downside to some of this stuff. Of these guys, this particular group of young superstars enjoying each other's company, having fun with the game, not taking themselves or their jobs all that too seriously.
I think you're right, and I really think we're getting to a point where that makes baseball fun again thing is going to overwhelm the more hidebound traditional element. Because you're right, it's not just him and Bryce Harper. It's this great generation of new stars that the game is seeing right now, whether it's, Chris Bryant or Kyle Schwarber or Carlos Correa, all the shortstops out there, Corey Seager, the list really goes on and on and on. These guys do seem to kind of embrace fun a little bit more. And what I'm also seeing is they tend to be a little bit more open with fans, right, about their true selves, their true personalities. I don't know if that's a result of growing up in a social media age or something where people are just more used to sharing, but that's also kind of a trend that I think Noah Syndergaard really embodied.
We saw it here with the Cubs, with the fact that they literally built a disco party room in their new clubhouse for regular season celebrations. I mean, they're just goofy that way. They've got electric guitars and video games and all this stuff. And then the team gets in on it. And the really well-managed social media accounts of teams know how to playfully troll their players, play their players off of each other. I mean, the stuff when the Cubs account was making fun of Anthony Rizzo when he's asking, is a hot dog a sandwich? And they said, I don't know, but I think 2011 called and wants to answer that question for you. And, you know, Syndergaard got into it a little bit with Bryce Harper. We've seen some NBA guys do it, but I think it's great for baseball when, whether it's Brandon McCarthy or the Bartolo Colon stuff, I love when they're able to, you mentioned Schwarber, for instance, when the video got out of Schwarber as part of that dance troupe from high school,
show choir,
then they played it on the giant video board at the game. You know, it's phenomenal when teams understand that it's just fun and it's okay and everybody's cool with it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Rob Manfred, one of his priorities when he came in as commissioner, was to find that next generation of stars that will connect with maybe a younger demographic. And I think it's happening naturally. These guys are allowed to be themselves. Now, one of my enduring memories from Game 7 of the World Series was in the tunnel there at Progressive Field in Cleveland when I saw Francisco Lindor hugging the mother of Javi Baez. Obviously, these two guys were friends growing up. This is minutes after probably the most crushing loss that any Indian could envision, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here he is hugging her, congratulating her. That's the type of thing that maybe just in the past, a generation past, people would have been criticizing him, saying, what are you doing? Like, how do you do that in a moment like that? But it's a different culture now, really. And I think we're just at the beginning of it.
Well, shortly before Christmas, you wrote about those Cubs and the article headline, finding the team most likely to be the MLB's next juggernaut, like the Cubs, from also ran to perennial contender. Which team would you put your money on right now? A young team that's in the dumps right now, but has the young pieces and the architects that could mold it into an every year championship contender soon.
You know, I wish I had a surprising answer here, but I think there's no question that the next contender to be the next Cubs is the New York Yankees. You know, they've kind of got all the makings, all of a sudden, of what the Cubs had 3, 4, 5 years ago.
With one of the Cubs' pieces, too, in Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, Gleyber Torres is now arguably the top prospect in baseball. Not that Theo would have taken that trade back, but, you know, there he is with the Yankees. I think they have all the pieces. They've obviously got the money to spend in what's going to be an incredible free agent class 2 years from now, which I think probably their target when guys like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado are going to come free. But they've got probably all of a sudden, thanks to what I think is might be in some ways the best week of Brian Cashman's nearly two-decade tenure as the Yankees GM when he traded away Aroldis Chapman and Carlos Beltran and Andrew Miller. And all of a sudden they have the best farm system in the game. They still have some young talent on board. I think the Cubs are in pretty good shape for the next couple of years, but it won't be long before they're looking over their shoulders at the Yankees.
You know, there's a larger issue, too, and we talk about the young star players and all that, but in general, the league is getting younger because teams now realize there is no reason to pay a 32-year-old who hits a bunch of home runs when you can find value of guys that you have drafted that are under contract control. I mean, this understanding of what constitutes smart free agent spending and whether a lot of teams just know they're not in a window where it makes sense to bring in some older guy. And it's happened relatively quickly. So it probably works part and parcel with a league through its advanced media trying to reach out to some younger fans. Don't you think there has to be some truth to it naturally evolving that way as rosters are younger than they have been in a long time?
I think there is certainly some truth to that. And I think that players are more prepared to make an impact at a younger age, I guess because of, training advances and, obviously the fact that a lot of young players play like 140 games when they're teenagers has many disadvantages, including health-wise. But it certainly, on some level, makes them more prepared to hit the big league level and take off. And it seems like almost every team has one of these guys. Even if you look at, Nolan Arenado in Colorado, Francisco Lindor in Cleveland, we mentioned. Every team has one of these 25 and under guys who they can kind of peg their future to. And I think that that will lift, you know, the prospects of every major league city out there.
It's perfect because it leads into another piece that you wrote about the risk-reward of the Chris Sale, Yoan Moncada deal for both the Red Sox and the White Sox. For the people who didn't read it, go into a little bit of about what you thought about that deal.
I thought, you know, it made sense, obviously, for both sides. I think that once Rick Hahn on the South side decided it was time to make over that team, he's done it in a very smart way. It was a big price that the Red Sox paid, man. Like, Yoan Moncada challenging Torres to the top slot on most prospect list. Lucas Giolito was a top five guy. But it just shows that every player out there has a price. And I think Rick Hahn waited until he got the price he was wanting for Chris Sale, which is why Jose Quintana is still on the team, because he hasn't gotten that price yet. But I think that, you know, makes sense for both sides. But, man, look at the Red Sox. You know, we're talking about the Yankees in the future being a challenge to the Cubs. The Red Sox are every bit as talented as the Cubs are right now across the board. I guess one thing I could say is, you know, I think they're going to regret not replacing Big Poppy with a guy who might have become Little Poppy and Edward Encarnacion. I wonder if they're regretting they didn't stretch a little bit for him, especially because he didn't sign for very much. Maybe he'll be the missing piece. But the Red Sox are certainly looking like the Cubs of the AL.
We saw the Baseball Prospectus Pecota projections came out. It's sort of a baseball holiday for the sabermetric nerds that many of us are. I don't know if you looked at that or have looked at some of the gambling win totals that are out there. But, you know, we know who's likely to be good again. But is there anybody in here you say, hey, nobody, that somebody's sleeping on one of these teams and it's...
Well... Where do they have the Rays? The Rays are kind of my favorite dark horse coming to this year. I'd be curious to see what their over-under win total is. I'd probably take the over.
The Rays are well down there. The Rays, according to the Atlantis Casino, the Rays right now are at 75.5 as a win total.
Oh, I'd take over that. I mean, if you happen to be of the gambling persuasion, that's your bet of the year. Like, they're obviously terrible last year. But you look at the rotation, you know, a lot of things went wrong for it. But pound for pound, this could be the best 1-5 rotation in the AL. I mean, I'd put them up there with the Mets even, depending on health. So when you have that sort of rotation, assuming these guys pitch to their capabilities, then you just surround them with some guys. They got some home run hitters. I think they still might have it in them to sign another slugger, hit a few more home runs. You know, Brad Miller hit 30 last year. Nobody even noticed. I like the Rays. I'm just looking now. Baseball Prospectus has them at 84 wins, which I think is more aligned with what I'd expect.
Well, that's a big spread. See, actually, if you just went and looked at the Pecota projections and looked at that's got to be one of the biggest spreads on the board, I would think. Probably, sounds like you're right.
I'm going BP here over Vegas on the Rays.
What do you think of the pace of play stuff that has been in the news last couple of days? There's a formally submitted proposal about raising the strike zone a couple of inches from the bottom up, maybe forcing the ball to be put in play a little bit more, and all the extra innings talk as of late. We talked to a guest yesterday, Jay Jaffe, about it as well, and how it may not just be a pace of play issue. It may be people who don't watch baseball not understanding that this is baseball.
Well, I mean, I sort of respect any opinion my colleague Jay had on the matter. I think that the idea that you're starting the 11th inning with guys on first and second is flat out absurd. I know this was proposed by Joe Torre, who, you know, certainly has a lot of well-deserved respect and know what he's talking about. But I think he's flat wrong on this thing. I think it would be a perversion of the game to some degree. And I think that he's saying, oh, nobody likes it when, you know, team manager has to chart out a position player to pitch like in the 15th inning. That's crazy. People love that. That's part of what makes the game fun and unique. I think it's fine the way it is. Look, I don't even think pace of play is such a big problem, guys. Like, yesterday we heard news that Jeffrey Loria, the owner of the Marlins, is in a talks to sell his team for $1.6 billion. Like, this is one of the lowest revenue teams in the whole sport. The Marlins have increased in sales price by a factor of 10 in about 15 years, I think, you know, the game's probably pretty healthy.
This is fun, Ben. We appreciate you joining us. Very, very good stuff on these many subjects. I know we will be in touch again as baseball season approaches and gets started.
Thanks, guys.
That is Ben Ryder of Sports Illustrated on the Bernstein and Goff Show. We have more to come. Man, it's 4:18 already.
Yeah, almost the weekend for us. And the piece that was put together by Lee Singer about raising the strike zone, the most called strikes in the bottom 2 inches of the strike zone the last two seasons.
Crazy.
Who do you think it would affect the most as far as pitchers?
The Cubs.
John Lester and Kyle Hendricks, 1 and 2, mm-hmm. in front of Wade Miley, J.A. Happ, and Tom Kohler. But 84 and 79.
John Lester pounds the bottom of the strike zone.
Yeah.
Pounds it.
So John Lester would become a slightly more than above average pitcher if you raise that thing 2 inches. Just keep the strike zone the same. I mean, like Jay said yesterday, manage some of these commercials a little bit differently. Manage the bullpen, mound visits a little bit differently. But you're only going to shave off 10 to 15 minutes. And in the end, if that's what you're griping about, then you just don't like the sport.
He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Chicago's number one sports morning show is Mully and Hanley. Live at 5 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Tomorrow night, the great fans of Oklahoma City, they'll be staring eye to eye with something that cuts so deep no amount of time can ever possibly heal what is a terminal wound. That wound, in essence, being told indirectly by Kevin Durant that you're not good enough, that I'm willingly going to leave this great fan base for greener pastures, for a team, by the way, with more weapons and assets, for a city, by the way, that is more capable of showcasing my transcendent talents. And if that sounds a bit too personal, then you're probably not a diehard fan of any specific team, and that's okay. But for those of us who have certain teams pulsating through our body, the diss is palpable. Now the question is, how to react tomorrow night when KD returns as the enemy? Well, that's up to you. But if I'm in that arena, I would still acknowledge his impact on the city, give him a little cheer to start, and then he is the enemy. And he is the enemy for the rest of his NBA career. Unless, of course, he comes back. I'm BT.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com for 2017 Auto Show savings on their entire inventory of SUVs and trucks, including Silverado pickups. Don't miss the Auto Show discounts at Apple Chevy. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads. Shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple
Chevrolet. Newer's phone system.
All right there, friends. I was on the train coming into the city today, and I needed something to watch. So I grabbed my phone and just tapped on my old Xfinity TV app, and I thought, what haven't I watched? What do I need to catch up on? And I remembered my guy Chris Tannehill and his show Taboo. I watched the first episode, haven't jumped back in, so I started watching episode 2 on the way in. I will finish it on the way home and start episode 3. It's that simple with the Xfinity TV app. You can take your content on the road with you wherever you want to go. That's what's the beautiful thing about Xfinity. With the Xfinity TV app, which, by the way, is free, and using it is free, you get all your content right there at your fingertips. That includes video on demand, which would be something like the show Taboo that I was watching today. Also, anything you record on your DVR. You can also stream live TV with Xfinity TV app. And again, it's free. That's what makes Xfinity's entertainment the best in the business. You can stream top-rated shows and movies on up to 4 different devices. And here's the beautiful part about the whole Xfinity thing, the Wi-Fi hotspots. There are millions of them all over the nation, so it's saving you money on data on your phone. You're not using that all up, and that's what's great about Xfinity. So not only do you get great Wi-Fi at home, which is super fast, never buffers, doesn't take time to load, doesn't matter what time of day, how many devices are being used, you always get fast, reliable internet service at home. You also get that on the road with millions of Wi-Fi hotspots. So you have the Xfinity TV app. You can get access your DVR, stream live TV, and you have thousands of shows and movies at your fingertips with on-demand through Xfinity TV app. There's nothing else like that in entertainment that you can have it at home and take it on the go. So here's what you do. Right now, to get Xfinity TV and internet with a choice of HBO or Showtime for just $39.99 a month for 12 months, and for a limited time, you get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com. Hurry up. This offer ends March 21st. You have some time, but don't delay. Don't wait. You'll forget about it and just get the best entertainment for your family, for yourself, and do it today. So call them right now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. Again, that's Xfinity TV and internet with your choice of HBO or Showtime for just $39.99 a month for 12 months. Limited time, you get a $100 prepaid card when you buy online at Xfinity.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. I've gone from working out of my basement, knocking on doors, to running one of the most respected mortgage companies in the entire Midwest. How do we do it? Simple. Lower rates, better loans, with customer service that these other banks and mortgage companies just can't match. Refinancing or buying a home? Why would you go anywhere else? Call me directly and I will get you pre-approved for your new home loan today. 773-770-4727 or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome. Returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 417.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and oldnavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
The storks are bringing me a baby brother. We can do this together.
All right, let's go.
Storks know how to keep kids safe. Do you?
What?
Oh, my gosh, you don't know.
I know.
You don't.
Oh, man, you laugh when you're uncomfortable.
No.
Making sure your child is in the right car seat is one of the steps to safer travel.
I will rock this.
You will rock this.
To know for sure that your child is in the right car seat for their age and size, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Cool, cool, cool. Very cool, very cool.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this year? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. You talk about dreamy, she'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving. To both of you. And you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Delivery is still guaranteed, so visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows.
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
So an hour from now, we're going to be doing It's On, talking about TV viewing as we kind of set up the weekend for you. And when we did that segment yesterday, we talked about some of the college basketball we're going to watch. I was going to give the NBA a shot. I ended up with Duke Carolina
for
most of the night just because it was good ball and there were some shot making going on. It was well contested. And I don't know if you saw, there was one guy, it looked like somebody's dad, was sitting with the grad students underneath one of the baskets.
Okay.
And he didn't know, like, they plan
the chance and
how to do the free throw distraction.
Okay.
They plan. It's either jump up and down or it's like lean to one side, 45 degree angle change to the other side. He had no idea what was going on.
So he's going against the grain?
Right. But it was clearly
somebody's dad stuck at the front.
And I think that section is still grad students. Okay. So it's not the regular Cameron crazies, and even the regular Cameron crazies aren't what it used to be with, you know, people still not, it's not quite the same because they've changed some of the stuff, but it was, I just got a kick out of it because
just hanging out.
He was hanging, he wanted to be a part of it. Like, he's like, oh, you, this is the thing with the hands.
But he dadded it at the most dad possible time.
And he's just like, oh, okay, I can do this too. And he put his hands up and then he like leaned the wrong way and like, no, because they've studied it. They have metrics. I kid you not. They actually have metrics for effectiveness on free throw distraction techniques on their countermeasures. So they know
what. But then they know the numbers of the kid who's at the line. And
I don't know how they do it.
Does he shoot better or worse?
I don't know who's in charge of it. And I only got to be a fan as a student for a few games.
And then you started working.
I started freshman year. I started working September of freshman year.
Wow.
And for football and basketball and just dove right into it. So they're like, oh, I don't have to wait in line to get in the game. I got a press pass. But then you realize it's like, you're working. You know, you're working. Everybody else is out, you know, drinking after the game. Like, I gotta file story. I gotta go back. I gotta edit tape. I gotta do all this stuff. And
you gotta host a show with
Seth.
Right?
Seriously. Then we gotta write and host and be in charge of, you know, getting everything into a, you know.
Yeah, pull some of those Seth Davis strings before it gets too close to the March Madness time here. All right?
Strings.
Get Seth on. Seth has been tweeting some fuego-ness on many issues on Twitter. People telling Seth to stay in his lane, and he's biting back. All right, let's go.
That's Lanny Davis's son.
I'm just saying. Seth is out here, and he's...
I mean, he comes by that very honestly.
Hashtag stick to sports streets.
That guy grew up in a very politicized home and environment and is well-read and understands what time it is. So it doesn't surprise me one bit.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:31 for the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio. I'm Matt Batacola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena as the Cats host Maryland on Wednesday at 6. Limited tickets remain. Buy now at nusports.com. We started in hockey and the Blackhawks. They go for 4 in a row, but they are winless in 4 games against the Jets. And tonight they play at Winnipeg. Corey Crawford starts in net. Marion Hossa was not at morning skate, but will play tonight. They drop the puck at 7. AHL, the Wolves, they host San Antonio this evening with a 7 p.m. start. The Bulls continue their 6-game road trip in Phoenix tonight. Jimmy Butler practice. He's hopeful to play. Dwayne Wade is back from an illness. That game tips at 9:30. Elsewhere in the NBA, I got an earlier one for you to warm you up. It's the Pacers at Washington, 7 p.m. tip. In golf, the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, Jordan Spieth leads at 7, and Derek Fathauer is 1 back at 6 under. Tiger Woods announced today that he is going to pull out of the next 2 tournaments in which he was scheduled to play because of those back spasms. Major League Baseball, anonymous sources have said Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria has a handshake agreement in place to sell the team for $1.6
billion. I see the way you worded that.
How did I word what?
The Tiger Woods.
I didn't know. You finally caught that? I've been doing it a few times for you.
Guy.
I was waiting for you. I always want to say more. I just don't feel like I can.
Yeah, I know. I got you. You're good.
Let it go.
My man.
You know, back in my cage.
No.
Back in the cage.
No.
Yep.
Stop.
Let me do my update.
All
back,
right.
Back in the cage.
Oh, Jesus. See? Go ahead. I'm not going to be a part of this.
Lock that door.
Stop!
NFL, the Atlanta Falcons, they promoted secondary coach Marquand Manuel to defensive coordinator. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hallmark and Russell Stover at Walgreens. Don't forget, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, fellas. Walgreens makes it easy to get in and out with everything you need. A wide selection of Hallmark cards and Russell Stover chocolates, plus fresh flowers. all in one convenient stop, all at your neighborhood Walgreens. Hey, shake off winter and visit the Chicago Auto Show at McCormick Place. Wait, did I read that one already? Hang on a second, fellas. Hang on. Hang on.
Let me I don't think so.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Here we go. You ready? Back in the cage. Imagine up to 2 years of totally cartridge-free printing. Epson's EcoTank 4550 multifunction printer comes with enough ink for up to 2 years. That's up to 8,000 pages, totally cartridge-free. Visit Epson.com/EcoTank. I'm Matt Abatacol, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of the world's greatest sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
You know, speaking of those world champion Chicago Cubs during the commercial break.
Yes.
I was looking at you and your big old baseball face and thinking to myself, you know.
Yeah, season. Today I've got kind of like Steve Bannon face going on, though.
Careful. Be careful. No, you're a much better looking man than Steve Bannon.
Well, thank you so much for that high compliment.
I'm just better looking than Mitch McConnell.
Are people growing beards for like prostate cancer awareness?
Well, I'm letting mine grow out because I want to see how big it can get.
Somebody asked me today, one of my guys, are you going to do like a Rick Ross?
I will never be able to get a Rick Ross level beard, but my buddy actually, Eron, who was in here.
Yeah, that was something.
He's got a line of beard products.
Yeah, oh, really?
To treat those brittle and stubborn hairs. Yeah.
He's got a very professorial look about him. That's a well put together grown up there.
You see him on the court too. He's got every bit of that beard like mentality from James Harden on the court too.
Oh, really? Kind of like the never seen a shot
he doesn't like, boy. He
decelerate all of that whole thing.
Yeah, he actually told me the other day because you know more times than not when we're on the floor together, I'm on his team, and he goes, "Yeah, man, you know, anytime I'm picking, I know I'm gonna pick a defender and I'm gonna pick a rebounder and a passer." And I'm like, "But you got to have somebody to score." He goes, "That's where I come in."
That's my supporting cast.
Yeah, so like, damn, all right. Well, I guess not shooting the ball will be my mission. But as I'm looking at your big, silly baseball face, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, seasons happen and weird, crazy things happen during the season. And, you know, now that the Cubs are World Series champions and you're going to get back Kyle Schwarber into the mix and you got different, I won't say different mentalities, but winning changes people in good ways, sometimes bad ways. And all the questions that we ask about these Chicago Cubs and the dynasty that will be or that is somehow promised because of all the youth and excellence in that youth. I'm trying to think to myself, like, what happens? You know, pitching injuries happen. Hell, positional injuries happen. But if you were thinking to yourself one thing that would trip up this team or one thing that you're not so sure about with this Cubs squad, what would it be?
I don't have a lot of not so sure. They have inoculated against with so many redundancies, with so many guys who can play in so many places.
The John Jay pickup was brilliant.
Outside of God forbid type force majeure that
three or four guys go down or something like that.
Do you say? Or there's, you know, some sort of, you know,
Run Jake into the ground another year because you're not going to pay him, right? John Lackey kind of had me a little at the end of the year last year and in the playoffs.
His age, it's possible that that's good. We're at the end there.
Right, right. Your catching situation, you're growing with Wellington Castillo, you're fine. Wellington Castillo, Wilson Contreras.
Same thing. Not to mention, I will say the development of the bullpen arms and Joe Maddon's trust. What we saw with Strope and Rondon, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, late in the playoffs, like not high leverage anymore. That he changed it all of a sudden.
Is that a fatigue thing, or is that I think you're losing your stuff thing?
We really never knew.
He danced around that one.
We never knew, and it didn't matter. But at some point, you know, he'll take the season to figure out some of this stuff. But when Carl Edwards Jr. is that guy coming in, and you know, eventually he's. Is it now that he's high leverage guy, late inning guy, right damn now?
Got his first save, that game against Milwaukee, I believe. And you're like, oh, look, it's Carl in a spot that Carl hasn't been in before. Mm-hmm. Let's go, Carl. Go, Carl, go.
We like Carl.
Didn't he bang the drum at the Panthers game shortly after that? Because he's a Carolina kid. Yeah. You know, Carl's star is on the rise. Yep. I remember last year, the year before last year, he was just one of the guys like partying with Fernando Rodney and the band of guys who didn't really do much. Like, oh, we got spare champagne bottles over here. Carl's like 142 pounds. He's like pouring champagne all over himself. He's Chris Boshing himself, you know. Like, no, but are you ready as a Cub fan to see Carl in those moments? I mean, of course you got Wade. You got Big Wade. You got Wade.
Well, Wade's going to close it out.
Yeah, of course.
But you're going to have all sorts of opportunities. It's going to fascinate me to see, will some of the other guys get an opportunity to earn Madden's trust back?
And the defensive stuff
and
that Kyle Schwarber brings.
And
or doesn't bring.
Well, just get used to it. Like I say, it can hit him in the face and fall down, and it's a double. And he picks the ball up and takes a bite out of it, whatever he does.
He's not going to pick the ball up and take it. Kyle, if you're listening, we do not think that about your baseball IQ.
He looks enormous. Yeah, like muscle-bound almost.
Yeah. He's got that like old school wrestler look to him.
Yeah,
before like, the roid guys, you know what I mean? Like the just the I got a little bit of a gut.
Not the Brock Lesnar thing, but like that's just muscle on muscle.
Stop.
But he, as long as
like the old Arn Anderson, kind of like there's hair on his chest and also on his belly.
Just keep the range of motion.
Yeah, yeah. He's a big man.
George the Animal Steel.
Hey, if he hits 37 for you, you take the defensive lapses.
Is this the saddest sports page you've ever seen?
You
are a major market. I can't get past it.
I still wants to talk about Ping. Like, he can't.
Like, you want me to get him on? Try to get him on before, like, no, whoever they're tipping off against tonight?
No, no.
What's it like to still be alive?
Apparently. Yes. It's not just him.
Your heart's still beating, coach. Your thoughts.
It's not just him.
He is fascinated with this story that he doesn't really want to talk about.
What was coaching Dimitri McGamey like the whole day?
That's McGamey.
It's the sport. It's like, here's your big headline. Above the fold, Gene Pinkator still alive. And coaching, and then it's Robin Lopez learned from Bill Cartwright. This little kicker with a weird short arm might be in the NFL. And
that's why we are where we are today, Dan.
And Trevor Riemsdyk is trying to shed inconsistency in his reptilian skin.
They had to do on the paper what we had to do for 5 hours today.
I know, but it's like,
all right, so that's where we're at.
Roll the presses. This hot
is
news.
Ping still alive?
Let's get the trucks gassed up and let's bring this to every port. In Chicago.
They've been sitting on that for like a month and a half. They don't even know if he's still alive, by the way.
Not sure.
Someone call Ping and then figure it out.
Roll with this story. All right, we got it.
What did you want them to do today?
Know.
What did you want them to do?
You just kind of want them to say, don't bother.
A headline that says, no picture.
No sports.
Dope.
No sports today.
You know what? What if they had all the sports guys and girls just write everything else and put it in the sports section for one day?
Stick to sports!
right, exactly. Like, you got Shannon Ryan's political thoughts, you know what I mean? Like, they just go all, they just run, like, Casey Johnson's interior decorating, you know, piece.
Steve Rosenblum making jokes about the markets.
Right, exactly, right. Just let everybody
now the wonks at the NASDAQ think that they've got that thing.
Yeah, just let them do whatever they want for one day if there's nothing to cover.
I told you, if Chris Jones is writing, I don't care what he's writing about. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys like that, but I was trying to lobby them to let Chris Jones write Cubs. Because that guy just
flex your Bernstein-like muscle.
He's just magical. The guy just can write. No matter what he's writing about, you just want to read the next paragraph. I would love it if they did a flip day like that, where they
let it ride.
Let the
right?
A&E section do sports. Let sports do A&E. Let them go. Let David Haw review a movie.
Right. After he's done walking through the South Lot with George McCaskey. Apparently, speaking of reviewing movies, I got word from Atlanta from my man Big Joe, who goes to a movie every Friday. He and some people are texting at 6711, and I know we're running commercials for it, so I'm not speaking out of turn here, but apparently John Wick 2 is what you need to do if you want things to be blown up in front of you for an hour and a half. Like, everybody's like, yo.
Yeah, I liked it.
Trib review is meh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got not like as good two or three guys.
Ultraviolet and kind of dumb. But
well, Keanu Reeves.
If you like ultraviolet and kind of dumb, there's a time and a place for it.
1 to 6, apparently. Hey, that would make me
look. You have two.
Would movies. I be ultraviolet or dumb?
You have
or just both.
You still have Under Siege to watch over the weekend.
No, if I watch that, then you have to watch Wolf of Wall Street or all 5 seasons of The Wire.
Tom and Fond du Lac, you're on the score.
Hey guys, you guys were talking about what could derail a Cubs season, and as a Twins fan, who was expecting better last year.
I was expecting better too, Tom.
Right. Well, and starting 0-9, and just a, it was just a cluster of reasons. You know, the pitching was average. The hitters just weren't getting it done. The bullpen gave up leads. And you get one bad week in early April and start 0-7, that can change the psyche of a team. And not that affects the Cubs. Over
I would not. If the Cubs started 0-7, I wouldn't worry for a second.
I wouldn't necessarily either, but that is something that can kind of change the psyche of a team unexpectedly.
So. Yeah, but Dan, you'd bring out the stat like no team has made the playoffs that has ever started 0-7. You know what I mean? Like we'd be
some
doing
teams
that.
Have their one bad look. They're going to have a bad week.
Of course, they had a couple of them last year.
Sometimes you have a bad week to start the year. Sometimes you have a bad week to finish the year. It just
now it's the reasons why you go 0-7. Did you go 0-7 because everyone's in? Did you do right? Have there been?
It didn't derail them last year.
Right. Has there been problems developed over the offseason that have taken another jump because you're World Series champions?
Do you realize that all of that quote unquote worry was put to rest last year?
I mean, jamming in the backyard with Eddie Vedder.
This team's. They partied hard at every level of that organization.
Mm-hmm.
They enjoyed themselves at every level of that organization.
Yeah. I mean, you can still get your job done and enjoy the fruits of your labor. And look at those fruits. You just want to squeeze them and touch them and smell them.
Okay, that's enough.
Could you feel it, kid?
That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. Bernstein and Goff, you're listening to The Score.
Baseball is better with beer.
Check out The Score starting lineup. Molly and Henley, mornings live at 5. The new Spiegelman Parkin Show, 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff. Afternoons, 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports.
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 2/11 and 2/12, select styles only.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
Stearns and Foster, Tempur-Pedic, queen sets as low as $179.99. You can save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. That's the one thing, if you want to splurge, it is worth it. So get in there, get on one of those adjustable mattresses, and see for yourself what we're talking about.
Yeah, they have queen sets for as low as $179.99. Also, no interest financing for 5 years. And this morning, I was laying on my Beautyrest pillow top mattress, Dan, and I was thinking about you. I was wondering, what is Dan doing right now in his Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base?
Crossword puzzles.
How'd that go for you?
It's Friday to the New York Times. And they also,
it's the hard day.
And they had tomorrow's the hard.
Tomorrow's the hard. Is that when you do the Twitter thing where you put the clues out and then people
Friday,
answer them?
Yep, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I love that. Yeah,
and they also
great.
Today, if you they had a their special puzzle is a vowel-less crossword.
Oh wow!
They give you the clues and there are
it's all consonants.
No vowels in the entire puzzle.
Yeah, that's great.
It is.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
It is so much fun.
Yeah, I bet it's a great time.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was challenging, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing more challenging than a crossword puzzle.
Without vowels?
Yeah, without vowels.
I bet
that's how I play Wheel of Fortune. I play that without vowels.
For a limited time, you purchase select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, Sealy Posturepedic, Hybrid, or Serta Smart React mattress sets and get up to $300 in Mattress Firm bonus cash. Good for free gifts, free pillow, free mattress protector, free mattress frame.
So you go to mattressfirm.com, you find the location nearest you, and you get your little butt in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. This was fun chatting with you, Dan. I miss you. No? All right, President's Day sale.
I don't know why Jason started this.
And Jason started what?
The whole, yeah.
Why? Oh, why you got to blame Jason for it?
I didn't start anything.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wait, so, okay, I'm sorry. So there's five of us here right now, and you got to blame Jason?
Yep. I didn't start anything.
That's nice.
They did.
Real
and,
nice.
And Charles Oakley did, too.
Okay. You know, I think Jason has a drinking problem and mental issues.
Yeah. And he's being hypersexualized.
Oh, no doubt. Also banned from Madison Square Garden.
And Madison, oddly enough.
And Mattson.
No, he and Tony are going to get together and break bread.
Oh, God, that's right, Tony. Yep. Anywho, well, Dan, this was nice, though.
Yes, it was lovely.
Thanks for chatting.
Thanks for playing.
So go to mattressfirm.com. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Sleep.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team. They're a bank and still have money to lend. Listen, if your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team now. See, Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
40.
You want how you want for a lot less than you're paying your cable company. Get Sling TV free for your
Heads up, Old Navy denim lovers. Starting tomorrow, 2 days only, jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, Sunday is the last day to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212, select styles only.
Switch for you can send a Beargram to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the six-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 Shades of Gray bear, or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory bear? Vermont Teddy Bear invites you to say, I love you, in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the score.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Bernstein and Goff will take you back through some of what we discussed. We found out some interesting things about basketball today that we learned after watching a little college ball last night. And
some interesting things about the Knicks as well.
Yeah, the Knicks are having a tough week, man. And apparently James Dolan is trending worldwide, and Free Charles Oakley is trending nationally. And
he's free.
I guess this isn't the first time James Dolan has gone public with accusations of mental illness or substance abuse problems because somebody doesn't like him. That's his go-to, I guess.
Well,
where he assumes that there has to be somebody has to have mental problems to have an issue with him.
It's the playbook, and he brought it into the actual interview, the binder of copy points to discredit one Charles Oakley. Some other basketball things as well. I mentioned Tim Bontemps' tweet about the whole James Dolan New York Knicks situation. He actually wrote for the Washington Post, and the headline is, injuries are hurting some of the NBA's most exciting young teams. And, of course, it's regarding Jabari Parker. And
this sucks.
There was some tweet that I favorited so I could bookmark it. Basketballreference.com putting up the stat comps in his early career. And I don't know, you know, of course, technology has changed a lot since then, but there's a lot of Danny Manning on many levels to compare him to in terms of, you know, Danny was 6'10", he's 6'8", 6'9", somewhere around there, you know, the knee injuries and all the other things. But I thought it was quite interesting. You know, you look back and, well, man, it's the rash of young player injuries and, of course, the Derrick Rose stuff that's in this Washington Post piece.
Do we know if when Jabari Parker's ACL tore again, I assume he had an autograft and not an allograft.
I'm not sure.
I'm just wondering, was it graft failure? Was it actual just trauma that the thing popped again, or was there an issue with how it was installed where sometimes it just comes out or it deteriorates? That's what I'd be interested to know, and if there's any cartilage damage, because that's going to determine his rehab and how long and how well he comes back. It might be no big deal, because sometimes if you can just find another one, the problem is once you do, you can't do the middle third of your own patella tendon again. You can only do that.
So you know better about the actual procedure than I do with, well, having it on your knee. But it was Zach Harper. I'm sorry. Zach Harper tweeted, second ACL tear for Jabari Parker shows the similarities between him and what Danny Manning went through. Tough road. And it has Danny Manning, 92-93, Jabari Parker, 2016-2017. Now Jabari is 21. Danny Manning was 26 at that age. Danny Manning had a 19.6 as a player efficiency rating. Jabari Parker, 19. You look at the true shooting percentage, 56 for Danny Manning, 56 for Jabari Parker. Offensive rebound percentage the same. Defensive rebound percentage the same. Of course, Jabari is a better passer, but steal percentage, block percentage, turnover percentage, effective field goal percentage, all across the board, similar numbers. Danny Manning was scoring 23 a game. Jabari Parker, when he got hurt, 21 a game. So this is, you know,
pretty good stuff from our guy at Talk Hoops.
Oh, man. You know, great stuff from Zach Harper. So just seeing a guy who is trying to come into his own, the second knee injury in 3 years for a young and exciting player, as Tim Bontemps writes about in the Washington Post. Interesting stuff, man. Joel Embiid, you know, what they're trying to do with him in Philadelphia. Hell, Ben Simmons, who we haven't seen yet, who we thought by now, you know, we'd see already after the broken foot, and he even traces it back to the Portland Trailblazers went through with Brandon Roy and Greg Oden, and of course what happened with Derrick Rose after the 2011 season as the most valuable player. So, some good stuff in the Washington Post.
Bernstein and Goff, you got the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
You know what I love? When things are easy. That's why this Valentine's Day, I love Walgreens. They're right around the corner, so I can easily pick up little Valentines for my daughter's class party, beauty gift sets for the girls, and the perfect Hallmark card and candy for my better half. Putting the finishing touches on Valentine's Day has really never been easier. Ugh, Walgreens, you make loving you so easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Stop in today and choose from a wide assortment of Hallmark cards, including Hallmark Signature.
This isn't my read.
What are you doing?
This isn't, it was in my stack. It's not my read. I just realized that this says Dan Bernstein at the top of it. And I'm not Dan Bernstein.
My log says Jason Goff. I believe you, but I'm just saying.
But I'm not. I'm Jason Goff, and this says Dan Bernstein on it. So here, you show me.
A lot of Jasons.
You show people how to look like a love pro.
What?
A love pro.
Where do you see that?
It says
this is going great.
That's not what it says. You made that part up.
I did, but I want to look like a love pro.
But it doesn't say that. So not only is it not your read, you're making things up in this thing that's not your read.
Pro Flowers is going to make you look like a love god.
Well, apparently it is now. Now I'm on the hook for making you look like a love god.
I am Jason, the god of love.
Valentine's Day is next week.
All right, I'm going to leave.
And if you're tired of guessing what she wants for Valentine's Day, you're a complete clown. I have a fail-proof way to make you look like a pro, or if you want